From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. The Miami Book Fair wrapped up over the weekend, and former chair of the Democratic National Committee Donna Brazile was in town to promote her new book about the 2016 presidential election. Brazile took over for South Florida Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz as DNC chair in July last year. WLRN's Jessica Bakeman spoke with Brazile about Wasserman Schultz's role in the DNC's troubles. Here's some of their conversation.
You talk about in your book inheriting a financial mess at the DNC. I wonder how much do you believe that Debbie Wasserman Schultz is responsible for that?
Well, we all, as officers of the DNC, we were all responsible for that debt. What worried me at the time is that Debbie did not alert the full DNC the extent of the debt, the fact that over $23 million of the debt came from the Obama campaign and the loans that we took out to help the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee and the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee. So by September 2015, the DNC was about to miss payroll, and they struck an agreement, a memorandum of understanding between the DNC and the Clinton staff that in exchange for taking over three departments or three divisions, they would have control. That's what I call the cancer.
You also said that she struggled with fundraising. I wondered if you think that that made her vulnerable to the primary challenge that she faced from Tim Canova.
Well, she was chair of the party, and we all had responsibilities to raise money for the party, but it was her chief responsibility to come up with a strategy. As the chair of the party, I had to do the same, and I left the party $10 million in the black. So what I said about Debbie was, and out of respect for Debbie, Debbie is a hard-working person. She traveled all across this country. She carried a heavy load for the Democratic Party, but the party was in heavy debt.
So this book is in some ways a postmortem of the 2016 election. What happened in Florida?
Well, clearly we didn't spend enough time and resources. We didn't reach the voters that we needed to win. I believe we fell short in Florida simply because while we had advertisement on the air, you know, Alcee Hastings, another congressman from this area, kept saying, we need more resources, we need more posters, we need more stuff in the community. We needed to have a groundswell of support. What we had was a 37,000 above the fold campaign, but nothing on the ground that would have really motivated people to come out.
Florida is a purple state. It's a swing state. Any kind of change in the voting demographics can have an impact. And we're seeing 140,000 Puerto Ricans come to Florida since Hurricane Maria. What kind of difference do you think that could make going forward? And what should the Democratic Party be doing to be engaging those potential Democratic voters?
Well, first of all, last year in the I-4 corridor, I went to Orlando to try to not just get more support from the Puerto Rican community, but to try to build a kind of leadership. I mean, we don't want people just to come here and say, we need your votes. We want people to run for office. We want people to inject those issues. I care about what's happening in Puerto Rico. The crisis there is one that breaks my heart. As a native Louisianian, I know what it takes to recover from a hurricane, and I know the people of Florida. But we need the support of every Floridian, not just those who are coming, running from the storms, but those who are going to face storms here in the state going into the future. So I want to encourage my Democratic friends to do more to reach out to the Puerto Rican community.
Great. Well, thank you again, Donna.
Thank you.
We contacted the office of Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz to ask if they wanted to respond to Brazil's characterizations. Her spokesman did not return a request for comment. You can watch Jessica Bakeman's full interview with Donna Brazile at WLRN's Facebook page or at WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.